Some people think of it as a land turtle. It never goes in the water, but I'm not sure. What kind of a tree? The only way I can get it would be to say that it starts with sick.
Sick? Sycamore.
You wouldn't call it buttonwood?
No, I wouldn't know that.
The kind of tree that would be nice to have fruit on Washington's birthday?
Cherry.
Probably freeze. Kind of stuff to stay away from in the woods. It has three leaves, or shiny
yes,
green.
Poison ivy.
How about oak? Is that, you talk about poison oak around here much?
No.
And another, it's in the category of this, but it's not, some say it's poison, some say it isn't. It's a bush that grows about 6 feet high along the road, sometimes along the railroad tracks. In the fall, it has a beautiful red cone on it. Sumac.
I didn't know sumac was ever...
Around here, they don't seem to think of it as poison. We called it poison sumac, or shumac, we called it in Michigan, some places. I guess it's poison if you eat it or something. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I never saw anybody afflicted with it. If you had some cereal for breakfast and want to put berries on it, you might use what kind of berries?
Strawberries.
Or red...
Red raspberries.
And if you ate a berry and you got sick and maybe got very, very sick, you might say that berry is probably
poisonous.
They get maple syrup from what kind of a tree?
Maple tree?
There are different kinds of maple trees. Hard maple, soft maple.
Yes. Hard maple and soft maple, but those don't give the syrup, do they?
I've got so many answers, I don't know anymore.
Well, we always had hard maple and soft maple foliage trees, but I didn't know that you could get syrup from them. I thought there was a special kind of trees for syrup.
Would you call it a sugar maple?
Yes, maybe.
And maple trees would be apt to grow in what sort of a clump? In an orchard or something? Maple.
Maple grove might be.
You would call it out there in a sugar bush.
No, I wouldn't say sugar bush. I wouldn't know that.
Next question. You're not married, so it wouldn't work too well, I guess. Maybe you can think of what your friends or your people would say. For example, a man said, well, I can't go. I don't know if I can go or not. I'll have to ask.
Oh, my.
And she would say, I'll have to ask my
husband.
Wouldn't be able to say my man, woman, the mister.
Well, the mister, but that, I would consider that sort of slang. Well, I think in ordinary polite language, I'd say wife or husband in either case.
Now, a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And people have a mother and a...
stepmother?
Or
foster mother.
The man who married the mother.
Well, a stepfather.
What did you call your father?
Well, when I was a child, I called him Papa. But as times changed and I grew older, I called him Dad. And then, of course, when I'd speak of him to other people, I'd say my father.